This is Free Talk Live. We're launching here into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site for free. It's redesigned for 2010, more Web 2.0 style. Lets you, the listener, decide the content on the site. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. As we continue here, a story out of the Rouse Hill Times at rouse-hill-times.com. Wow, that's a long story. Long URL, rather. Rouse-hill-times.whereilive.com.au. It's from Australia. That's what the .au is there. A patron at the Mean Fiddler Hotel in Rouse Hill tried to pat and kiss a police drug dog. As a result of his actions, he's been charged with several offenses. The man, 25, of St. Mary's, was in a pub at 8:45 at night. On a recent weekend, I think, when police dog Bodie and his handler walked through. Police allege the man became aggressive when asked to leave the dog alone, and capsicum spray had to be used to subdue him. That's pepper spray. He was charged with assaulting a police officer, resisting a police officer, and failing to leave licensed premises when directed. Hill's crime manager, Detective Chief Inspector Wayne Murray said that police were conducting an operation and securing the licensed premises. He said, "We'll allege the accused tried to kiss or touch the dog. The dog handler moved in and got between the man and the dog while other police came in to protect Bodie. The police dog
from
is
a kiss.
That's right.
A pat.
The dog is considered to be part of the policing contingent, and the same security measures are taken as if it was a police officer." Detective Chief Inspector Murray said this incident wasn't a regular occurrence, and if their space is invaded, the police would take action. The man will face a local court this Friday as a result. So, facing assault charges, assaulting a police officer charge, which is actually more serious than an assault charge. We recently had an activist up this way, Big Mike, who was arrested for simple assault, even though it was on a police officer. And, well, he didn't actually hurt the police officer in the same way this man did not hurt this dog. Big Mike walked between two cops when they told him that he could leave after he and some of the other liberty activists up here in New Hampshire had been shaken down by them in a local park.
And if you look at the video, it looks to me, and this is, you know, you won't claim this, but I will, it looked to me like that officer stuck his arm out so that Mike had to bump into him. There was only a small space anyway.
Yeah.
And he just wanted to take him in for any old thing.
Right. Mike turned to his side in order to reduce his profile, so hopefully he could get through between the two cops, but it wasn't enough. He brushed up against one of the cops, and they arrested him for it. He's been held in jail now for 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks, and just was released this afternoon. I guess he did finally had enough of being in there, so he filled out whatever paperwork they wanted him to and gave them his legal name. And the judge had said that if he gives up his legal name, then they would let him out on personal recognizance. Otherwise, it was a $5,000 bail. So
I fail to see the point in holding off on giving one's name and staying in there for several days. I just don't see the point in that.
Well, you can ask him about it because we're going to have him on the show tomorrow night, beginning of the show.
Big Mike.
Yeah, first, I don't.
Is that your first name? Big? Yeah, Big is my first name. Mike is my last name.
And I know that this is a learning experience and that, you know, at this point the activists are figuring things out. But I think you cost the system far more by using it and going to, you know, taking convictions back on appeal and taking appeals back to the highest courts you can. You cost them far more than you do by, you know, representing yourself pro se than you do by actually going in and serving sentences. And that can be borne out if you look at...
Well, he never got to the court. I mean, he hasn't even gone to court yet.
Understood. I'm just saying that activists could do more and expect more people to mimic them if they didn't make it seem like in order to be a gosh darn liberty activist, you had to go to jail.
I don't know who's made it seem like that. It's only the people who are doing civil disobedience that make it seem that way. So if you want to do civil disobedience, you have to expect you're going to go to jail, don't you?
Yeah, right, if you do civil disobedience, but what's the point in not giving your name? So many times, all they want is a name, and then they'll let you go.
Well, they want more than that. They want you to process. You know, they want you to give up fingerprints, your photo, your name, all of that stuff.
Right. Are you costing them any money by not doing? Are you costing them some huge
You're
amount of money by doing
by keeping you in jail?
Not true. It's
money.
Not true because they're already going to have the same amount of guards that they're. What they do when they tell you it's $60,000 a year, depending on the state, it can be as low as 40. It can be as high as 90 in California. When they give that money, that number of the, you know, the dollars per year. They're averaging, it's the cops that cost that money. And the same amount of cops are going to be there if there's 400 inmates in the jail or if there are 401. The only thing you're costing them is some gruel on a plastic tray.
That's an interesting point.
But public defenders cost a lot more than prison or jail employees do.
I think that there's still some value to it, though, Mark. I don't think it's the right path for everybody, and I don't think anyone's ever said that it's the right path for anybody. I don't think that's the impression that has ever been given, even by the people that have gone into the jail to do the things like Big Mike has done and Sam, our co-host, who was in for 58 days last year. And maybe
what I've learned from those people going to jail is what I've just told you now. And I think that we all need to learn from all the civil disobedience and activism that goes on. And what I feel it does, to some extent, I hear it on the I read it on the boards. People say things like, well, what is it about having to go to jail in order to find liberty? You know, they don't get it. They don't understand. And I feel that to some extent it alienates. And I think that you can have a far more effect on the system by using the court system than you can by going to jail for really no
reason. But if you use the court system and then pay them, then that's – then
I'm not saying that – you know, it depends. It depends.
Are you talking about going to jail as a problem or not saying – you're not giving your name when you're in
jail? That's the biggest issue is going to jail for sort of no reason. If you're going to jail because you can spend the weekend in jail or pay them a you know, $200 for a speech. Ticket or whatever, okay, fine. They don't get their money, and it costs them a little. But don't think that you're really socking it to the man by going to jail, because you're not.
So you're saying that if they have more people in jail, that they won't get an increased budget? I thought they get paid per prisoner.
It depends on the scenario, not from local state infractions and tickets like that. I mean, you know, I don't think so. Maybe.
Well, it'd be interesting to talk to somebody that knows a little bit more about it.
I think that, you know, and if the federal budget, if the federal government gives more money for the more people you have in jail, maybe you're giving them money by going to jail.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. But on the other hand, Mark, if Big Mike hadn't gone into jail for the 2 weeks that he was there, there wouldn't have been the protests that happened outside of the jail. You wouldn't have gotten, you know, this whole controversy stirred up as I think as much if he had, he'd just been processed and let out, that once he was brushed by the cop and arrested for assault, there was a real movement that had started as a result of him being in jail. That has been kind of kicking up a notch every week, and there was going to be a huge protest at the jail this particular weekend, which they've now headed off by letting him out in advance of that. I don't know if the protest is going to go on anyway. Maybe it should, simply because there are probably a bunch of other people in that jail that don't deserve to be there. But you know, I'm not out in Manchester, so I don't know what exactly they're going to do. But I think there was some other things that occurred as a result of him going in there and them holding him incommunicado and them treating him like dirt, not letting and make a phone call for 2 weeks, not letting him receive any mail. It really went to show that these are a bunch of tyrants that are running this particular facility, and we wouldn't have gotten to see that had he just gone ahead and given up his name and gotten out at that point.
Hope it works out.
What do you mean?
I hope it works out.
What do you mean by that?
I just mean that.
Like what? That he doesn't have to go back?
But I hope that it all works. I hope that this, you know, that... You know, the big protest matters. I hope that you've really shown the state for the violent, coercive organization that it is. I hope it all crumbles to the ground because Big Mike decided to go in jail for a week and a half or whatever it is.
Well, I mean,
I just don't think it's that effective. I think what's more effective is getting people here that are willing to take, to take the state to task on its stepping out of bounds rather than martyring themselves. Because I'm not willing to do what Mike did. And to some extent, it is an indictment to people. And it may intentionally or not, it's an indictment to people when, you know, they feel like, well, I can't be as much of a liberty activist as they can.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark. I mean, if people feel that way, then that's their own personal problem. 800-259-9231. I think it's been said many times that liberty activism means different things for different people. For some people, it means writing letters to the editor, running for office, and talking to folks.
You can cost them more by taking them to court than you can by going to their jail.
For others, it means doing disobedience and going and sitting in a cage. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site. they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, brought to you by ManchesterBrewing.com, where you'll see dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
And take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine, and you can experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. And if you choose, you can there's a link underneath the search things. Ian, what's the link there? Proxy?
Yes, a proxy.
Yeah, there's a proxy link underneath each search that allows you to go onto the website, and you'll be doing it in complete privacy. They won't get your IP address or anything like that. So you can go to startpage.com, surf the web privately at startpage.com.
All right, we continue 800-259-9231. We actually were talking about a story about a man who's been arrested for assault on a police officer for trying to pet a police dog, which is really absurd. But that led into a conversation about what happens when people who do things and get arrested, different techniques for handling themselves in jail. Some speak, some don't speak, some answer some questions, some don't answer other questions, some are pretty cooperative, some are completely non-cooperative, and I want to continue that. Let's go to the phones here. Chris is on the line in Texas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hey, guys. I wanted to, you know, I listen to you guys a lot. Normally I find myself just agreeing with everything Mark says, and he kind of threw me off a little bit. It sounds like he was saying, you know, just give him your name, and it's no big deal. You're not costing him anything by doing that. I it blew me away because that's so powerful in bringing attention to what's happening and all the atrocities that the so-called law enforcement are doing up there. It just kind of blew me away. I mean, the whole Sam thing last year that's how I found this, you know, listening to Fox News and Andrew Napolitano interviewing him and everything like that. Just the police doing these things over petty things. If you get a ticket, nobody really notices that. I mean, that's not going to wake people up, but you're getting so much media attention out of this. I really commend Big Mike for what he did. And I mean, sitting in there, sitting it out. I mean, same to Sam and same to Kurt and same to, you know, everybody that's gone through all this stuff. I mean, you're really waking a lot of people up. And
If you think it's effective, that's fine. I mean, I wonder about the effectiveness. I really do. I wonder if the timing of the effectiveness, if it's worth it, is what I wonder on. I don't know what the effectiveness is, and I think it's very difficult to quantify. You may be the only person in America Sam reached. I don't know.
Nonsense.
I tend to think
he got plenty of mail from people that he touched personally. I saw the stacks and stacks of mail that he took out of that jail cell.
From the Napolitano thing, and that's great.
No, not just from the Napolitano thing. From the coverage he got in general on this show and the stories that were written on the internet that made it around. It wasn't just the Napolitano thing.
Well, you're preaching to the choir on this show. I don't think that there's much, you might get people to move a bit earlier or something like that, and that's fine. And Dandy, I'm talking about reaching new people, and this caller, what's his name? Chris?
That's Chris.
Chris said that he was reached newly by Sam's activism. I think that's great. But I also wonder when a news story when it's the first of its kind, then it'll get, it'll get play. But I wonder how many times you can do the not give your name, sit in jail for 2 months, get national coverage thing.
True.
Well, for instance, I had a party over at my house Saturday night and there were 10 or 12 people. And the conversation just kind of led into some of the stuff that happens. And I said, hey, y'all got to see this video. And I played it for 12 people, the video of Big Mike getting arrested. And I said, you know, I don't want to get kicked off, but, you know.
It's crazy stuff.
Enter your own expletive there. But, you know, that's showing people. It's opening eyes and everything. I think it costs – getting into the dollars and cents-wise, you're right. It may not matter if somebody sits in jail cost-wise to the state. But in the long term, the more eyes you open up, the more expensive this is going to get for them every single day.
Sure, it does throw a monkey wrench into the system to some degree, even though there might not be a lot of money involved. And I think it also gets people to think about when you do something out of principle that way, and you really aren't a hardened criminal or anything, but you want to get thrown in jail, it does get people thinking. Even the prison guards probably think about it a little bit, and a lot of them were very sensitive to Sam when he was in.
I think it can be a real eye-opener as well. Plus, when the some of the other coverage that Sam got, and honestly, he didn't get a whole lot of national attention. That much is true. But
I wish he would have gotten more, and I'm glad that he got what he got from Judge Napolitano.
Right, but there was a few, there were a few newspaper stories written here locally, a full page, front page feature story that had his picture on it and everything, and that got the discussion going.
Especially about cannibalism
amongst local people. I'm not sure what.
Wasn't that mentioned in that particular story?
No.
Crusaders want cannibalism or some kind of smear?
No, I don't think so. I think that was Nick Ryder when he was running for political office.
All right. I don't think that was the one, no.
Well, anyway, whatever. My point is that it got people talking about the issue of the right to remain silent. And it was Sam that was choosing, in this case Big Mike also, just this past week, was choosing to remain silent. And it showed people that this so-called right to remain silent is a bunch of poppycock, because if you remain silent, well, they apparently have the right to keep you in a cage for an indefinite period of time. And it was a real shocker. And
it is settled law from the United States Supreme Court, I think from 2002. I'm not saying I consider it good law. I'm just saying that the Supreme Court has ruled on it.
What's that? Remaining silent?
Yes. Okay. You do not have the right to remain silent in the United States of America.
Well, that's what they tell you whenever you get arrested.
I know,
it's part
lying.
Of the Miranda
right. Yes, but
that's what I'm telling you, Mark. Most people don't understand they're lying. They hear that on Cops, and they believe that right. Could be the case.
Chris, I want to ask you a question. You showed this film of Mike getting arrested to the people in the room, and I'm just wondering, do you think it was more powerful because Mike was in jail? How much more powerful? Do you think it would have been ineffective if he would have just gotten arrested and then decided to get out and had been facing charges for assault against simple assault against a law enforcement officer? What do you think?
Well, in Texas, where I am, I mean, there's a lot of this kind of stuff going on. I mean, there's a lot of this stuff going on everywhere.
Sure.
And I will say the fact that he went to jail over something makes it more powerful.
He would have gone to jail anyway. That's not the issue. The question is, how long did he decide to stay of his own choosing?
Okay, well, the way that I presented it to this group of 10 or 12 people, however many were there, is I said, this guy's still sitting in jail for this, and this happened a couple of weeks ago. Hmm. And that, right there, that statement makes it more powerful, and that statement is what made it powerful to me when Sam was in jail a year ago, when I started coming on board with these ideas. And I mean, I'm not telling everybody, hey, go sit in jail for a bunch of time, because I've been there. It sucks. But at the same time, you are making a very powerful statement, and you're giving people ammunition to use for the ideas of liberty right there.
And I think it's up to each individual, you know, how they want to handle this. I don't think there's a general message that's being portrayed to anyone, and anyone that feels that there is just paying more attention to one message than the other, because there's plenty of political news out there that they could look at, and if they're politically minded, get excited about. But I think it all depends on the individual activist and what they feel like they want to test out, and, to what level they want to take their non-cooperation. And from what we've seen, there have been various different levels. Only a handful of folks have gone as far as Sam or Big Mike. Many people do give up information or cooperate with the TB test or whatever, and they spend less time in the jail as a result.
Using the term gone as far is kind of like making it a superlative, as though it's better to do that.
That's you reading into it. Chris, thanks for the call.
No, that was you
hearing
from you.
800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is the new year. Life as we know it is changing. Maybe it's time to change your health habits. Life Change Tea could be your answer for better health. Rid your body of toxins and chemicals and lose weight naturally. No caffeine, great taste, and incredible results. made in the USA and formulated by a PhD. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea will help balance your body and increase your energy. Life Change Tea, changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. They include updates. You get signed up over at updates.freetalklive.com. We will email you whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live at updates.freetalklive.com.
And do you hate making extra trips out to the car to carry in the grocery bags? For the last few months at my house and my partner's Ian here, we've been using the Totesack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S., designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go see one at totesack.com. That's T-O-T-A-S-A-K, no C in there, .com, and you can get a family pack today. It's Totesack. They carry more than you can, a lot more.
All right, so we're continuing this discussion here about tactics. Tactics in the liberty movement, and it's become a discussion now that had never existed before the Free State Project because, well, there was never a competing tactic. It always just used to be politics. Politics, 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 wherever I was coming from over in Sarasota,
well,
Florida.
Well, if you did non-compliant civil disobedience kind of liberty activism, which people may very well have done prior to the
No one I knew.
Right. Me either. And that's really the issue, is it was such a drop in the bucket, nobody ever knew about it, and
right. So now it's become a conversation and a bit of a debate on this show and amongst the activists themselves as to what's the most effective, what's the best way to go about things. And I admit that I think that it's all going to be necessary. I think that all of the activism is important. I think it all needs to happen. In fact, I've said on this show, I wish there was more political action going on here in at least out in the Keene area of New Hampshire where we live. It tends to attract the more civilly disobedient or non-cooperative types, and as a result, result, it seems that the politicos are kind of ignoring the opportunities out here. And I think there's some really great opportunities for political action. It's a real small pond, and you can be a big fish, and it's not hard. And there are only 25,000 people that live out here in Keene. So, I mean, I've even bemoaned that on these airwaves before. But just to correct a couple of things that you've said, Mark, I was making the point that different non-cooperatives or civilly disobedient people have approached their disobedience in different ways. They're trying different things. Some of them are going a little further than others. And you took me to task on using the phrase gone as far as. Like, you know, Sam has spent 58 days in a jail cell, our co-host Sam from ObscureTruth.com, last year. Big Mike just spent, over 2 weeks in a jail cell because they refused to give their name. On the other hand, other people, like me, when I went in there, I was relatively cordial with the guards, and you know they were respectful to me back as a result of that. I answered their questions. I didn't have a problem with that, and so I went along with their program to some extent. And you know they didn't bash my brains in or anything like that because of it. So there's been a whole range of approaches, and I think the next time I go in, I don't think I'm going to take the TB test. I already took it once. That was good enough. I know I don't have TB, so that was enough for me there. But when I don't think
I'd take it either. I'm not interested in getting poked.
It's just a prick. It's not like a needle that they inject you with.
Sorry, nobody from the state's putting anything in my body. Thanks.
True, it does. There is something that goes in the in your arm, but nonetheless. So there you go, Mark. So you'd have a different approach than some other people might have. But when I said go as far, I meant on the spectrum of civil disobedience. I mean, some people do more disobedient acts than other disobedient acts, and that's just the truth. I'm not saying one is better or worse. What's right for one person is different and not necessarily right for another person. And I don't attack anybody who decides they want to not give up their information or not cooperate. And what's interesting, actually, was I just actually picked up one of the activists out here. He hasn't gotten as much attention as Big Mike because it wasn't what he did wasn't caught on video in the same way. It was a traffic ticket that he went to court on, refused to pay, and they sentenced him to 4 days in jail. They hit him with two 25-hour sentences, which is interesting to me because up here, if you get a fine, like a $200 fine, then that's $50 a day. You sit that off in jail to the tune of $50 a day that you're in the jail. But they're actually counting, and I was surprised by this, they're counting 25 hours as a full 2 days. So he really only has to go to jail for 50 hours. So he went in yesterday.
For 4 days.
Right. 50 hours will count as 4 days. So, hey, it could be worse, right? Yeah. So he went in yesterday. I brought him out there, and I went to pick him up again today. It took him forever to get in because he actually had to have whatever the admission order is, the piece of paper that tells the bureaucrats why he's there and when he's supposed to be there. Well, no one ever told him that he needed to bring that with him to jail. He figured the jail would have had it sent to them by the court.
Does make some sense.
But they didn't. They had no idea where the paperwork was. So luckily I'd gone out there to take him out there, and I was able to go back into town, get the paper from his bedroom, take it to a fax machine. And luckily they accepted faxes. They apparently can't take emails at the jail. You know, they're still in the 1980s. But nonetheless, it was faxed out. He was able to get in last night, and they actually counted him as being there on time, even though he was sitting out in the lobby for 2 hours while he waited for the paperwork. Well, we waited for the bureaucrats to figure out about what to do about this and then get the actual paperwork. So, point of information, if you ever have to report to a jail, make sure you bring their paperwork along because they probably don't have it. So I went out there today to pick him up from the jail, and he was telling me about his experience, and of course, he was in there with a bunch of people who hadn't harmed anyone, a couple of DUIs.
Pretty much how it goes.
One guy was in there for one of those sitting behind the wheel of your car without driving anywhere DUIs. The other two were completely nonviolent people, and he even asked one of the jail guards while he was in there how many people should be in this jail. He said 50%. Mm-hmm. And I think that's probably a little high because he's likely including the people that actually did a crime, a real crime, to get money to buy drugs. So likely if you factor out all the people that were breaking and entering and stealing and things like that to buy drugs with, because right. You'd end the war on drugs, you'd probably end up emptying out 80% of the jail at that point. But what was interesting was what he said about the reactions he got from the corrections officers and the other prisoners about Sam and Kurt, who are two of the activists we've talked about over the last year that have also gone into that very same jail. Everyone had nice things to say about Sam. They loved Sam. Kurt, on the other hand, no one had anything nice to say about.
Really?
Yeah.
He's such a nice guy.
Kurt is a nice guy, but Kurt has a and he's changed. I've seen Kurt shift his perspective over the time he's been here.
He's pretty upset about the government intrusions.
He started out very angry when he first got here, and
we did too.
Right.
We've just been here longer.
Right. So did we. And he went to jail, and he went to jail under circumstances that were similarly violent. Sam was harmed when they were taking him to jail because he was being non-cooperative. Kurt was also being non-cooperative, and he was also harmed as a result of that. But for whatever reason, the demeanors of the two were quite different, and they made a completely different impression on the people that they came across. So I bring this up to simply point out that each individual is, you know, in charge of their experience, and the level of imprisonment that they want to go, that they want to experience, is completely up to them, and how they handle themselves in that experience is up to them. So two people that had similar experiences, Kurt and Sam, both in for weeks in the very same prison, had left completely different impressions on the various different guards and things like that. So even though Sam was being non-cooperative, there was a certain demeanor that he took on. That
love and respect, and I think that it's powerful.
Exactly is what it was.
It really, 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 really works. And, you know, we didn't know it when we first came here. We were upset and railing against the system, and honestly, I think we created to some extent a foundation on which the non-cooperation sort of people here in Keene have built their you know, their activism on, which was a you know, it was a foundation of upset and anger at the system and things like that. And I've done my best to turn that around, and I don't think we're going to see the system evolve to the next level of more voluntary interaction between individuals by, you know, screaming at people, being upset, you know, snubbing people because they work for the government, things like that. I just don't think that works.
Exactly. And
treating them as though they're subhuman because they work for the government.
You have to give what you want to get, right? I mean, you have to, if you want the world to have more peace and love, then that's what you have to show, even when your fellow man is not necessarily showing it to you. Even when inhumane things are being done to you, you're being locked in a cage for something that is silly nonsense and you don't belong there. These people, some of them, they know. I had a conversation with the jail guard yesterday, a lengthy conversation with a really nice guy who was, I think, just a good human being working in a system that doesn't do good things. And so he was trying to bring as much humanity to a job that is essentially, in many ways, inhumane. And I have respect for that. And if I get angry at somebody like him and I lash out or I get mad at somebody like him, that doesn't help build bridges. It doesn't help bring them on board with our position. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-859-4796. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-859-4796. That's 1-800-859-4796. 1-800-859-4796.
If you like vitamins, say, ILikeVitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Kola. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Plus, coming up, I think we still have to do a giveaway of a two-pack of the Totesac, so stay tuned for that opportunity. And we'll give you the phone numbers at the appropriate time. By the way, the 12-year process of public education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. I wonder why. Over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. That's schoolsucksproject.com. And School Sucks Podcast also appears on the Liberty Radio Network at libertyradionetwork.com, which I actually just created a Facebook page for today. So you can go to facebook.libertyradionetwork.com and become a fan there. Keep up with the latest on the Liberty Radio Network. Just announced that the boys at the Wheels Off Liberty show are back. Wheels Off Liberty podcast back on the network as well. So I know that some people are excited to hear them because they are some funny folks.
School sucks, Mom.
All right. It's schoolsucksproject.com. We're talking about jail and activists, liberty activists going to jail. In fact, I was just at the jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire yesterday and today. And I had an interesting conversation with one of the guards, and this kind of goes to this conversation we were having about coming from a perspective of love and forgiveness and compassion towards these people that are doing, in many cases, jobs that we consider inhumane and wrong against their fellow man.
I think even talking to them about forgiveness to some extent sounds like you're depreciating them as an individual. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know what you mean, because when they hurt me, I tell them I forgive them.
Physically?
Well, one guy stole a phone out of my hand, and he kind of hurt my hand a little bit when he did that. He stole something from me at the very least.
Yeah, I don't know specifically, you know, I just think that one can say, you know, I forgive you, and it feels depreciating to you know, some of those individuals.
You're saying you shouldn't forgive people, Mark? Is that what you're saying?
You can forgive them in your heart, but I don't know about verbalizing forgiveness necessarily.
Hmm. Well, I don't have any problem with verbalizing it because I think it brings attention to the wrongs that they've done and makes it clear that I'm, you know, not holding a grudge against them because of it. Publicly making that clear. Anyway, I was having a conversation with one of the guards at the jail. I was standing there waiting as they did their bureaucratic rigmarole. First, it took them 20 minutes to figure out whether or not they had the paperwork for Andrew, who was trying to, or 280, who was trying to check in to the jail for a night because he was sentenced to a couple of nights in jail as a result of not paying for a traffic ticket. And so we're waiting for that. And then when they discovered they didn't have the paperwork, had to find out if they could accept email. It took them another 10 minutes to determine that they know, in fact, could not accept email. So during this, it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And since bureaucrats don't have to work a full day till 5 like most people, although technically some of them start early in the morning, to be fair, 4 o'clock they were getting out of work. And one of them was coming out. And I think you can still kind of poke fun at the inefficiencies of bureaucracy and laugh about it and still be loving towards these people. One of them was coming out, and he kind of looked at me, and he said, well, do I know you? And then he realized where he knew me from, and that was freekeen.com. And so he mentioned that, oh, yeah, I know you from Freekeen, and you've got the radio show. And yep, that's me. And so I'm not going to name his name, but he was a really nice guy. He was one of the corrections officers at the jail. And we probably stood there and talked with him for a good 20 minutes. And he was telling us about, you know, why he became a corrections officer and that he wanted to essentially be humane to the people in here as opposed to them having to deal with a sadist, which is also the type of person that is attracted to a job where you've got a position of power over other people. There's a very good chance that, that you know, if you're in a jail or a prison, you could be dealing with some sadistic guards. I mean, there's a good chance of that. And so he wanted to be one of the guards that was not a sadist and somebody who, when he mentioned that when he was, whenever he does something that involves one of the prisoners, he thinks of them, he thinks of his actions as that he's committing them against himself. He sees everything as being just parts of one great giant whole. And I have a real appreciation for that particular viewpoint.
Yeah, that's what you'd want in a prison guard, whether they were publicly run or privately run.
Absolutely. So he was just kind of telling us about his motivations and why he was there, and it was a very pleasant conversation, and one that I never would have been able to have 3 years ago. Because 3 years ago, my perspective would have been, if I were standing in that same place where I was yesterday, in the prison lobby, the jail lobby, standing there waiting for the bureaucrats to shuffle their paperwork, whatever the hell it was doing, I would be fuming, I would be angry, yeah. I would be...
How can you do this to other people?
Yeah.
You're participating in a system that is violent and coercive against your neighbor. You shouldn't be here. But I think that...
Well, actually, to be honest, I did do that kind of stuff when I was with... when I was over at the other jail in Manchester,
and I wonder, you know, I wonder about its effectiveness. I really do. I was there and I didn't go into that lobby because what I saw were a bunch of angry people that weren't spreading love and respect to those officers.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't go in for that very reason. I didn't see any point in going in there and shaming and shunning those people. And what kind of effectiveness did it have?
Well, the world mirrors you back. So if you want to get through to these people, yes, what you're saying may be true. But if you present it in a way that doesn't bring up their wall and doesn't see you as the enemy, then you're more likely to get through to them.
I don't know how you would handle something. I don't know what the right way to handle that would be. I mean, you've got people that are holding your friend captive.
You can ask them what it takes in order to talk to.
They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand. They're basically doing a job they think they've been trained to do, and they probably don't think twice about the aggression behind it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly some people were upset and they were being shamed, and I asked them, you know, how they feel about holding peaceful people captive. That was my question to them, is how they feel about that. And I don't think that's a hateful question necessarily.
No, well, that depends on where your intention comes from in asking the question, because you can say it in a way that doesn't exude hate.
So it's something that takes practice, I can tell you that, because I can still drop the ball at it. And it takes practice because of what they're doing to people. It's very frustrating and it's very upsetting. And so you really have to be spot on, and you have to be aware of what you're doing and what you're saying and the approach that you're taking. But nonetheless, my point is I never would have been able to have that conversation with that particular bureaucrat 3 years ago with the old mindset that I had. And it was very productive. He loves what we're doing at freekeen.com. He's a regular visitor to the website. He has nothing but positive things to say about what goes on with our movement. He was very, very positive towards it, and he's not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were vitriolic and hateful towards these people on our website, and if we were vitriolic and hateful in person, that would make a big difference in their impressions and their feelings about this this liberty movement. In the same way that Sam made a completely different impression than did Kurt when they were in there, and it's because of how they treated the people who they were being held captive by.
You know, what I think is really neat is Free Keen, Free Talk Live, especially, was on this liberty movement thing way before it became popular. Now it's becoming popular. You look at the Tea Party movement. Look at the popularity of Judge Napolitano on Fox News, even. And so now Free Talk Live gets to ride the wave, in a sense. And it seems to be building. With every 6 months, every year, it's building.
We were on the early cusp of it. I won't claim that that Free Talk Live did it all or anything like that.
No.
There's been a lot of foundations laid. But by the way, I have Judge Napolitano's, I believe his first book, Constitutional Chaos or Constitutional Crisis. Mm-hmm. And one can claim that it was that book that, got me to, sort of believing these, things to some extent.
It was Harry Brown and his writings, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate for the year 1996 and 2000, that brought me on board. And I know that he brought a lot of the other, long timers on as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of a foundation. You're absolutely right. And I would never say that Free Talk Live has been anything significant beyond just the most noteworthy talk radio show that hopefully has opened a few people's eyes. 800-259-9231. So come on up here. Bring your anger with you, but it will hopefully be diffused over time as you keep running into people like myself or Dale or you guys that have a very peaceful mindset, focusing on love and forgiveness and compassion. And there's some people that are kind of still upset after they've been here for a little while, but it's got to work on them. It's got to that particular mindset has to have an effect, I think. If you're around people that are having a loving, compassionate mindset, it has to be infective to some extent, right?
I think so.
Infectious, rather. 800-259-9231.
So once you're in that mindset, then it's just about communication with people. That's how you change minds, is through communication.
Absolutely. And if you're angry at them, they're not going to listen to you.
That's right. They're not.
That's true everywhere in your life.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything. Take control of the airwaves. One of the things the jail guard said was that he was afraid to go outside, or they were afraid to go outside because people were open carry. I thought that was kind of interesting. We were worried they were going to get shot. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-